Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What are you doing, Wagner?
That's what we're doing.
What are you doing, Wagner?
Just things that are, what are you doing around the world of sports, maybe not sports, coloring outside the lines. Welcome in, welcome back, Saturday Suckage. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde with you. I don't know if we've heard from Eli. Has Eli gotten back to you yet, Mark?
No. Okay, I text him, Julio text. He might even be doing his on-air thing, too, right now. He might be doing something on, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, okay, all good.
All right. Okay, and so, and to our knowledge, nobody has been using Adam Schefter in the last hour to run yet another version of Russell Wilson to the Bears. The Bears are very interested. Yes, yes, yes. So we have no update on that. So we're doing, what are you doing, Wagner? And St. Patrick's Day was this week. It also marked, I did not know this, the 70th anniversary of the birth of Kurt Russell
okay.
Turned 70 on St. Patrick's Day. Now, we had talked about the battered bastards of baseball, one of the greatest baseball documentaries. You can find it on your systems. Run to get it. It's about the Portland Mavericks that his dad, Bing, ran, and it's a wonderful story. It's just great, and Kurt is featured in it. But it tells a wonderful story. People who, White Sox fans, who love the Vecchi in touch will like that. But for me, Kurt Russell as Herb Brooks in Miracle. I mean, if you ever had the chance to be around Herb Brooks, hear him talk, interview him, whatever, you could feel it, hear it. It was a thing. And there were players. We had Jack O'Callaghan on, the U.S. Olympic team. Used to live in Chicago, and we talked to him. He was one of the technical directors on Miracle. He said he and four other teammates were asked to write down what they remember Herb Brooks saying before the game against the Soviets that Friday night, that game that was on tape delay, that Miracle game. And the five of them independently wrote down virtually the same thing. And I don't know if that's what makes this speech, his speech in Miracle before the game, more powerful. But I think this is one of the best movie sports moments ever, is Kurt Russell as Herb Brooks before the players who pulled off the Miracle were while they were in the locker room.
Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Oh, man. If that weren't such Hollywood, it would be such Hollywood schmaltz if it just weren't true. I love that. I love it.
That was good. Moment. Yeah. It's funny, man. Like, that was one of these movies that I was a late comer to that movie, and everybody was one of those, oh, you got to see it, it's great, I can't believe you haven't seen, you know, that whole routine. And then I saw it, and it actually lived up to it. Like, so it was, do it again.
It was great. Yeah. And that was all true.
Right, that whole scene. Yeah.
Yeah. So Manny's Deli had put out essentially a challenge to its customers. It said, if we go 30 days with perfect masking, we'll give out free sandwiches. Now, that's not to be trifled with. That's Manny's Deli. That's legendary. That's the greatest Reuben ever. So they tweeted that out and said, and that was this week, we've yet to get past 1 o'clock in the afternoon on any day. So that's where they are as far as perfect masking. But this is even better. Manny's Deli just doesn't care about anything else. The Chicago Tribune Food and Dining account, Twitter account, tweeted out, hey, Manny's Deli, mask check? Question mark. And Manny's Deli replied, listen, Chicago Tribune Food, it's not going great. Almost as bad as the Chicago Bears picking up Andy Dalton. Oh,
man.
That's outstanding. That is just outstanding. I love that. That's the way it works. Have you seen, of all the things that get watched, I watch less college basketball. You probably watch less hockey, but there was, and we should have a book as a guest sometime, less hockey.
Amen.
AJ Malesko is a analyst. She does a lot of games. She's been in the studio. She's done men's games, women's games. I love this. I covered this woman when she was fresh out of Harvard and playing for the U.S. Olympic team, the first in 1998 in Nagano. She was on that gold medal winning team, the first time women's hockey was a medal sport. And I just thought, this is a wonderful woman to talk to. She retweeted this. It is sort of a whiteboard of the way youth hockey works. And even if you're not a hockey parent, you can appreciate this. So the kids are profiled. So it's center ice, right in the face-off dot. It says coach's kid. Right? Doesn't that make sense? Coach's kid.
Yes.
On one side, the left wing here, or the right wing here, is clueless kid. And on the left wing is fastest kid. And then your two defensemen, one is the strongest kid and one is the tallest kid. And in goal, it just says sociopath. And she's a goalie mom.
Wow.
AJ Malesko. I love that. I think that's
GM. Great. Goalie mom.
Yeah. Goalie mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you were to see this, and maybe you have seen this, maybe you had the same kind of, on Twitter, you see a lot of stuff you don't sign up for. So there was this HBO Max show that will be on. And I had no idea. I still have really have no idea who Rosanna Pansino is. Do you know who Rosanna Pansino is?
No, I know who Rosanna Dana is. And
thank you.
Yeah, but not that one. Rosanna Panza or whatever. Yeah, no.
I clicked on this because I thought it'd be perfect for our show. Because the show is called Baketopia.
Oh, wow.
Wouldn't that be perfect? Except
totally.
It's a baking show. A real baking show. Where we had Rick Camp on, everything's cake. Yeah, everything's dessert. Everything's baked. That's what it is. I have no idea. I know the baking shows, but the diva cannot stop watching the British baking show, the British Spring Championship, where they're held outside and it's raining, and why would you eat the British baking stuff anyways? But Baketopia would be, how did we not come up with that? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like when I hear stuff like this, it makes me want to fold it up. As creative as you and I think we are sometimes, and as cute as we think we are with what we do, and then somebody just blows us out of the water like that. I don't know, Steve. It might be time to change our identity.
It could be. It could be. Maybe we'll be this guy. Because we know criminals are dumb. That's why they're criminals.
Right.
But you'll like there's a certain comedy in this plan. And this is according to court documents in Texas. During the summer of 2019, when a man named with the last name of Warren, Eric Dion Warren, went into a bank in Wolfirth, Texas. I have no idea where it is. He walked up to a teller and the man put a bag in front, and it was from a fast food restaurant, and the note on the counter said, "This is a bleeping robbery. Play with me and die. I want $10,000 in $50 and $100 bills. Now you got 1 minute or I will kill you." So he showed the teller the note, took out what looked like a handgun, and said, "I ain't playing around. I only want hundreds and fifties." So the teller gave Warren money from a drawer, including stacks of 20s. Which, of course, have the recorded serial numbers.
Ooh.
So he took the cash and he drove away in a vehicle that he had been loaned by a car dealership. He wanted to take it out for a test drive. And he wanted to take it for one last drive, as he said he was in the process of finalizing the sale of a BMW. 15 minutes after the robbery, he walks back into the dealership in the loaned vehicle and began waving around the cash, literally waving around the cash, eventually going into the finance office and trying to finalize the purchase of the BMW with $3,000 cash as a down payment that he just got from the bank he robbed.
Wow.
It just so happens this would not be the first time that either a bank or a car dealership had heard of such a thing. Because at about this time, an employee at the dealership got a call informing him about the recent bank robbery while this guy is still there. This Warren guy is waving the cash around. Oh. So the employee called police.
Thank you.
And he was arrested. He had more than $5,000 on him. The serial numbers matched, and that's what was going on.
Dude, I got something for you.
What?
Okay, I got something for you. All right.
Okay.
This is the tweet.
Breaking news on the scores.
Yeah, from WGN TV News.
Uh huh.
The verified account. It says Cubs minor league player arrested after police find 21 pounds of meth in a duffel bag. Walter White style.
What are you doing, Wagner?
Jesse!
Do we have the Cubs minor leaguer's name?
Here we go. I'll read the story. It says, Dateline Eagle, Colorado. A Cubs minor league baseball player was arrested in Colorado after police found oxycodone pills and 21 pounds of meth in a duffel bag. Jesus Carmago Corrales, 25, was arrested Wednesday in Eagle, Colorado after police pulled him over when they saw a car speeding and drifting in and out of his lane.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Like, not to draw attention to yourself.
Yeah, right.
21 pounds of meth.
Maybe it was like a Walter White descendant, because that's something Walter White would do. He'd get in his Mustang, right?
Jesse!
Right.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Say my name.
Take it easy, Mr. White.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So, wow. That and I just happened upon this story. So, I'm sorry to hijack you like that, but
No. That's perfect. That's just perfect. So, where the Cubs come down on Matt, 21 pounds of meth. Was he driving? Did they say what kind of car? Was he driving an RV by any chance?
Well, there's more here. Let me read on.
And if he's really a good minor leaguer, what's he doing in Eagle, Colorado?
Yeah, I don't know. The Eagle County Sheriff's Office said that they searched the car and their canine took interest in the car's rear wheel well and also under the rear seat. After further searching, police found the driver's duffel bag, which was covered with essential oils. Inside the bag was 21 pounds of meth, 1.2 pounds of oxycodone pills, several baseball gloves, cleats, and $1,000 in cash. There were two other people in the car during the search, and police said that they were released after they determined that they had no knowledge of the drugs. Camargo Corrales now faces several felony drug charges. His bond was set at $75,000. Period. End of story.
Alrighty then. That's quite a thing. That Cubs are going to be a happening team.
He's like a mini Sam Hurd.
Yes, he is. That's more than how much? 250 pounds of pot. Is that what Sam Hurd had?
Yeah, something crazy like that. And Julio popping in with the Esteban Loaiza too. Like, it's like, what?
What? Yeah. Wow.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Esteban Loaiza?
In the Beth Mule. Yeah, and Eagle, Colorado was scene of some other was an alleged crime that Kobe Bryant apparently wasn't charged with as much as a lot of people thought he should have been. So there you go. Wow. What a thing.
Yeah, that is
Eagle,
all
Colorado.
Sorts of different layers. I wonder if he's going to get, they're going to go ahead and cut him. Like, he's not going to be making any.
We don't want you associated with. So was it a Cubs duffel bag?
Let me see.
Because team gear, that's great. That'd be a great team gear.
Yeah, that would.
Team gear.
Hold on. Oh, no, that's not the. Shoot, I just lost the story. I'll try to find. I don't know that. That's
you know
a good
what else
question.
Is going, Ian Happ, a regular contributor to the Bernstein and Rahimi show weekly. He has a weekly spot. He apparently printed up T-shirts, the generic T-shirts for the team. So like David Ross is wearing one today that says manager, and they have one that says trainer. I haven't seen all of them. I haven't seen it reported what they all were, but it was apparently Ian Happ's idea. It may say pitcher or outfielder or starter or reliever or whatever it is. So now I don't know if he's got one that says drug mule, but there would be a need for it.
Yeah.
That's quite a thing.
Hold on. I can get this. I can get this back up. Oh, God, it is a Cubs bag. Yeah.
There
oh, yeah. Yeah, no, there they they put a picture up of the Cubs bag and then all the bags of meth. Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you go. It's crystal meth night here at Wrigley for the 20% of the fans who are allowed to come in.
I'm subtweeting it right now to you.
All right, so there are two comebacks in the last little while that are worth discussing. One is Daryl Sutter, former Blackhawks captain and coach, Kings coach and Flames coach. He's back coaching the Flames, and they're playing better because that's what Daryl Sutter does. He makes teams better. They got to the finals, but they lost to the Hurricanes in I can't remember what year it was, but that was, Daryl said he has unfinished business. Daryl is a wonderfully droll, dry, funny guy who brooks no stupidity. So when he was named coach of the Kings, when he was offered the Kings job in 2012, and he would go on to win two Stanley Cups, the Blackhawks fans are very familiar with all those battles. So he recall the a Rich Hammett, a reporter, recalls Daryl being asked what you were doing when Dean Lombardi, then GM of the Cubs, the Kings, offered you the job. And the farmer from Alberta said, "Well, I wasn't shoveling bleep, but I had been that morning." That's Daryl Sutter. That's where you go. And 26 years ago this week came the famous facts, "I'm back."
Oh, wow.
Yep. 26 years ago this week, "I'm back."
It keeps coming back. I love it.
Yeah. So there we go. That's "What Are You Doing, Wegner?" And as long as we were talking about the Jesus Carmago Corrales, he had a Cubs bag filled with 21 pounds of meth and oxy. And that is just...
Yeah. I retweeted the story.
In Eagle, Colorado, where the Cubs are not holding spring training.
Yeah. It's in the top of my Twitter page right now if you want to check out the store and see the picture. You can see the picture. If you want to see real drugs and drug bags and a Cubs duffel bag, it's all right there.
That's right. So we'll take a break when we come back. Speaking of the Cubs, there's more to this Lee Elia rant, stuff I did not know, but a texter helped us out. And I verified this. This kind of knocked me over. So Lee Elia, the rant, and this note that you'll never forget because it's just indelible. It will be after I tell you. Saturday Suckage, thanks for tuning in. We suck so you don't have to. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What are you doing, Wagner?
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I don't know. The math just doesn't seem right, Mark. I've been trying to figure out what the street value of the 21 pounds of crystal meth that Cubs minor leaguer had. So if it's $3,000, it's $300 per ounce. 4 ounces is $1,200. 12 times 4 is $4,800. Okay. So it'd be $4,800 for a pound times 21 equals, that sounds right, $100,800, right?
That
would be about 21 pounds of that, according to some math I see on the interwebs here. So,
yeah. Oh, well, I was just talking to Julio and
surmising him for.
No, he was suggesting, and I was...
We'll talk pricing off air, Steve.
Well, Julio, you're there.
Pricing,
what was your
to change?
What was your thought on this?
A part of
if
me,
you'd like to share.
Yeah, yeah, I'll share with the class. A part of me believes, and this is after watching movies and learning about the drug culture, that he could possibly be a drug mule, a runner, Steve.
Of course he is. There's no question he is. He's a drug mule. But I'm just wondering how much he had on him. I'm not thinking he's doing this. I'm thinking he's the middleman because he's running all that stuff. So that's why we suggested that Ian Happ's got to add a new T-shirt to the a new generic T-shirt that just says drug mule for the guy. So anyways, it sounds like $100,000 worth of, would that be a street value of 21 pounds of crystal meth? I don't know. I know. Anyways, that's where we are.
We're all acting like, I don't know.
But I did tell Mark, Steve, that I have a small play on drug mule money line in this story.
Do you really? That's good. First half, second half. Is it?
Just full game.
Yeah.
Just full game.
Yeah.
I don't mess with halves. Right. It's just full game.
Man.
Okay, so last week we had Les Grobstein on because we were talking about, he was relating the Lee Elia rant, the story behind it, how it happened. Now, the anniversary of the late Elian isn't until next month, but the rant came to mind when the whole 80-20, 80% of Wrigley's going to be empty, but 20% of the people come in, and I said they should call it the Lee Elia plan, because in his rant, he talked about 85% of Chicago people work here and 15% come out to boo us. Go get a job. And he was just,
right.
He just went off. And the one thing we failed to do, because this is Saturday Suckage, is we just didn't play the full rant. And that was stupid, but that
right.
was us. So
yeah.
we're going to rectify that error in Suckage, and we're going to bring you the Lee Elia rant right here, right now.
We're fired now and in a little difficulty. We got all these so-called f***ing fans that come out here and say they're Cub fans that are supposed to be behind you, ripping every f***ing thing you do. I'll tell you one f***ing thing. I hope we get f***ing hotter than f***, just to stuff it up them 3,000 f***ing people that show up every f***ing day. Because if they're the real Chicago f***ing fans, they can kiss my f***ing right downtown and print it. My f***. What the f*** am I supposed to do? Go out there and let my f***ing players get destroyed every day and be quiet about it for the f***ing nickel dime people to show up? The f***ers don't even work. That's why they're out of f***ing game. They ought to go out and get a f***ing job and find out what it's like to go out and earn a f***ing living. 85% of the world's working. The other 15 come out here. Playground for the c***ers. Rip them c***ers. Rip them cucking c***ers like the c***ing players. Got guys busting their c***ing ass and them c***ing people blue. And that's the Cubs? My c***ing ass. The great c***ing support that the players get around here. I haven't seen it this c***ing year. Don't ask me about any specific play. I won't answer it. I'm not going to talk about specific c***ing plays. The name of the game is hit the ball, catch the ball, and get the f***ing job done. Every time we lose a f***ing close game, it's magnified. Why did this guy bunted and that guy pop up or this guy throw a wild pitch? That's baseball, fellas. That's going to happen. That's how runs are scored. That's how the f***ing balance goes cockeyed. That's the difference between victory and defeat. Right now, we have more losses than we have wins. Everybody associated with this f***ing organization have been winners their whole f***ing life. Everybody. And the f***ing credit is not given in that respect. The f***ing changes that have happened in the Cub organization are multifold. All right, they don't show because we're 5-14. And unfortunately, that's the criteria of them dumb 15 motherfucking percent that come out to date baseball. The other 85% are earning a living. I'll tell you, it'll take more than a 5-13 or a 5-14 to destroy the makeup of this club. I guarantee you that. There's some f***ing pros out there that want to f***ing play this game. But you're f***ing a f***ing stigma of the f***ing Dodgers and the Phillies and the Cardinals and all that cheap f***. All these mother f***ing editorials about Say and f***ing the Phillyitis and all that f***. It's sickening. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's a disheartening f***ing situation we're in right now. Anybody that was associated with the Cup organization 4 or 5 years ago that came back and sees the multitude of progress that's been made will understand that if they're baseball people, and 5-14 doesn't negate all that work. Got 143 f***ing games left. What I'm trying to say is don't rip them f***ing guys out there. Rip me. If you want to rip somebody, rip my f***ing ass. But don't rip them f***ing guys, because they're giving everything they can give. And right now they're trying to do more than God gave them, and that's why we make the simple mistakes. That's exactly why. But once we hit that f***ing groove, it'll flow. And it will flow. The talent's there. I don't know how to make it any clearer to you. I'm frustrated. I'll guarantee you I'm frustrated. It'd be different if I walked in this room every day at 8:30 and saw a bunch of guys that didn't give a f***. They give a f***, and it's a tough National League East.
That is it. That's the Lee Elia rant, as recorded by Les Grobstein. We talked about it last week. We're playing it this week because it's a Saturday Suckage. So here's something about that I did not know. It was pointed out by a 309 texter, and I went and looked it up, and it's all true, Mark. Maybe you knew this. I've never heard this talked about. That rant took place on April 29th, 1983. in the bowels of Wrigley Field.
Okay.
On April 29th, 1983, in Santa Claus, Indiana, Sandy and Jack Cutler welcomed in a son they would name Jay.
Oh, my God.
Did you know that?
No.
Born the day of the Lee Elia rant. And somewhere somewhere it all finally makes sense.
Oh, my God.
He made every Bears fan go off like Lee Elia. True thing.
My God.
Jay Cutler, born April 29th, 1983. The Lee Elia rant, April 29th, 1983. A state apart, but a state of mind that is all... It all makes sense now.
It does. The
time-space continuum is healed.
Yeah, full circle there. And I'm just thinking about him in... Well, that rant probably never would have happened in this era, would it have? Just because of all the space or the knowledge of cameras and...
If somebody wanted it to happen... I know that even back then when if you snuck in a microphone, turned it on, you could do it surreptitiously. There's a Sparky Anderson rant that was captured on tape even after he asked reporters to turn off their mics. He says, look, I just want to say something. Turn off your microphones. And it begins, I've always shot straight with bleeping riders. And he just went off. I don't know if it would happen today. With Zoom and with... If you wanted it to happen, it could happen. Haven't we had...
You know, but then again...
No famous rants?
Then again, like, it was still huge because... And maybe just as many people were getting that because everybody watched, like, the, you know, whatever, you know, radio, and then everybody watched the TV news then, you know, TV sports, and I know Gian Greco got some of that. So... I don't know. People might have gone out of their way a little bit more to actually find that than they would now. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying now.
I think any coach who wanted to do that, any player who wanted to do that, would not have... There's some who would... I don't care. Doesn't matter what the platform is. Doesn't matter where this goes. In fact, the more people, the better. I want you all to hear this. So I think it could happen. Somebody gets good and mad. That's all it is.
Right, because he wanted because like that, as Les explained to us, like Les was the first one there. He left, and then another wave of reporters. Like that's the way it works. Like you get word, and then the rest of us, not me, but you know what I'm saying. Everybody comes rushing in, and you know there's something going down, and then you get the second. A lot of times, the second wave doesn't happen. Like the person doesn't say angry, but apparently, the second wave was treated to more.
Yes, right. And hits just keep on coming. So anyways, Jay Cutler was born the day that Lelia went on that rant. I just, thank you 309 Texter. Now it all makes sense. Now it's all good. And leave it to our show to have the listeners would text in, not just with that, but 219 Texter right here, right now, crystal meth is $13,000 a pound. And we have another texter says $220,000. Says 21 kilos, not pounds. But didn't you say the WGN story? Didn't you use the word pounds?
Oh, man. Did I?
I thought the headline on that you retweeted.
Yeah, now I got to go back to it. I got to go back to it. All right, I'm opening it up right now. It was, they do. They said, yep, police found oxycodone pills and 21 pounds of meth. Pound. Yeah. They used the word pounds. In the Cubs duffel bag. They do. I don't know how it works. I guess it's probably really good that you and I are very not savvy when it comes to the meth. Even though we watched Breaking Bad, or I did, like, three times. Like,
and
the whole...
Better Call Saul,
So,
the diva... who works for E Channel, as she has been listening online on radio, on the radio.com app on the Score 670. So she is fresh off. I think she's fresh off the Golden Globes Zoom
star. Oh, coming fancy diva.
On the Grammys. But E Channel is one of the entertainment version of what we would seek in sports.
Sure.
And she just texted, rants definitely still happen today. and they're leaked out, probably intentionally, but who really knows? Like Tom Cruise flipping out at his production crew for allegedly breaking COVID protocols on Mission Impossible set a few months ago. I forgot about that. So yeah, they do. Thanks, Diva.
You know what? That's a good point. More, actually, there's probably more that gets out now. It's just not as big a deal as, or it's a 24-hour cycle of a big deal. Like with the Lelia thing, probably in 1983, that was a few weeks worth of material right there, or something that didn't immediately go away because you had the next big video that was coming out. So, that's some good insight from the Diva. That's a good Brett jumping off point.
But I think it's decades because the rants that I remember, they kept in L.A., the Tommy Lasorda rant about there was one short one about Bavacqua. He couldn't hit water if he fell out of a bleeping boat. But the famous one was Dave Kingman.
Yep.
What did I think? And what did I think of Kingman's performance? And then he just went off. That went on and on and on. And you can find an Earl Weaver rant about a woman who wrote sent in a question about tomatoes. He just eviscerated this woman that he thought the tape was stopped because of the way he went, and he went on and on and on.
Oh,
I don't
know.
I'm sure Les has all of these things, and you could just spend hours listening to them because they're so good. And the Lasorda, the Earl Weaver, Sparky Anderson, I remember, and obviously the ones we talked about today were famous for that reason. They still happen, and especially if somebody wants to get you. Like the Diva's indicating here, the Tom Cruise thing is right. All right, you're going to yell at us, you little pipsqueak. Here, we're going to let this out. There you go.
Yeah.
And which gets us,
but you know what?
To
Tom Cruise came. Tom actually, in that case, I thought he came across looking good, just because what he was saying was right.
I'm not saying the crew was right. I'm just saying they thought they could exact some revenge.
I got
you. I don't ever want to see it again. Ever.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. I got that.
Settle down, little man.
Yeah. By the way, that there was something I forgot. We tried to get Patrick Manley on. We were going to do our first live hit during Wegner, but we couldn't get him. But I did not want to miss this story. Meade County High School is in Kentucky. Of course it is. A Meade County High School baseball player has been told to cut his mullet or he won't be allowed to play. The superintendent of the Meade County school system, Mark Martin, released a statement saying that the student's hairstyle is in violation of team rules. According to WLKY, TV station down there, a TV station, the written rules for the Meade County baseball team during the season state that the player's hair will be above the ears and no long hair on the neck. According to WLKY, Louisville, Kentucky, the student was told he has until March 29th to cut the mullet or he'll be forced to sit on the bench for the season. So I learned this because the last line of this story, I'd never heard this phrase for a mullet. Now we know the description is, right? Business in the front, party in the back, right?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, in Meade County, a high school in Kentucky, this hairstyle apparently is called a Kentucky waterfall.
I love that. That's great.
A Kentucky waterfall. And
that's
if the Georgian, I wanted to ask the Georgian, Patrick Manley, what he thought of this.
I had the Kentucky waterfall, the mullet, everything. Why do you think we have mullet now, guys?
Oh, my God, really?
That's Don Cooper, Koopa? No?
Don Cooper. He knew it was called the Kentucky waterfall.
I had the Kentucky waterfall, the mullet, everything. Why do you think we have mullet now, guys?
Are you not listening?
I don't know why we have a mullet. I just didn't know that was the name of it.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever heard that. Like what you saying it, and then all of a sudden we have random Don Cooper discussing
Don Cooper. Where did you come up with that, Julio?
Julio, it's in the vault. Like Julio with a heroic moment.
I had it was the Kentucky waterfall.
Yeah.
Are you not listening? I feel like that should be said after everything Don Cooper says. Are you not listening? Like, just his tone. His tone is always very, come on, you don't know this stuff. Are you not listening?
Are you not listening? Are you not listening? Did you not pay attention?
Are you not listening? Yeah, it's like the weird stressing of the syllables, too.
I didn't see Joe Dirt, in which David Spade had a mullet. A texter 209, I'm not sure, but I think that time was used, that time or term probably, was used in Joe Dirt. By the way, where did you come up with the Joe Dirt mullet? Awesome. Oh, my God.
Are you reading text messages right
now? That. I must have been got some of the crystal meth that guy was selling, because I'm this 2-1 texter did.
I don't know what you're talking about right now. I don't know if you were talking to yourself.
815 is just texting in Kentucky waterfall, the Mississippi mullet. Well, it's a mullet. Okay.
There you go. Are you not listening?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? There was a texter makes a really good point. We were talking about rants. Wasn't it Mike Leach, right? I'm 40. I'm a man.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Mike Leach?
I'm a man. I'm 40. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it still happens, and he didn't care. In fact, he
you're right.
More people.
You're right. You're right. And so is the diva. I just was trying to compare magnitudes of different eras, and you're right. The video rants are everywhere, but so have they just become. Have we become more immune to them, or just let them have their time and their cycle, and then they're gone? I mean, they come back, like you said, the Mike Leach rant. Like we just did it. We did it. Just came back. But yeah. I just think that since it was a smaller world then, it was bigger when you heard it on the radio or saw it on the nightly news.
Yeah, it was rarer. Now it seems to okay. What's next? We're in that. And then speaking of what's next, we're waiting. Do we have another? Did somebody else feed Adam Schefter something on the latest on day 75 of the Russell Wilson trade rumor to the Bears update?
We need something new. I don't know. Is there? I mean, I can't do everything here.
No, that's why we're asking. Whose
no update?
Whose turn was it to use him?
Yeah. Nobody. Not yet. You know why? Because today is Saturday. So maybe I would say that the
it's news, it's whatever.
Yeah,
news,
the cycle. That's true.
News.
Yeah.
News. Okay. There's.
Well, maybe the cycle restarts tomorrow, just to get us, just to have stuff for Mullinghaw, get things going.
Yeah. How do you think that's going to be when that Monday with Louisville? Oh my God, Loyola playing Illinois and. And that's Monday, and Molly is. What if it's Illinois?
Oh yeah, Molly will not be happy.
So if it's Illinois, and didn't Layla Rahimi's college beat whatever she gave David?
They beat Purdue, right? The North Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congrats to Layla Rahimi, and then there's somebody else who went to North Texas too. Oh, Phil
I'm
Rogers.
Sure there were a lot of
Phil Rogers.
Phil Rogers. Yeah.
So congrats to them. Who do they play next? Because I don't think I have any reason not to root for Northern Texas.
No. I do not know. You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, I figured. I love when you and I talk college basketball.
Yeah, we certainly did an excellent job. And still no word on Eli? He's still mad?
No, we're cool. We text. No, he's busy right now. We talked it out. I don't want to make it. I was in the wrong yesterday. I admit it. And so Eli and I are totally cool, and I want to leave it at that because he's awesome.
Okay.
See?
Yu Darvish was really good in his first two outings. 7 strikeouts, no walks. Remember the former Cub? It wasn't good enough to be on this year's Cubs. Victor Caratini interrupted Darvish's Zoom interview. He stuck his face in there and said, "Change up. Bueno." I love that. All right, we have to take a break, and I don't know. We'll see if we're still on the air after we come back from this commercial break. Yeah. Saturday's package. Yeah, we got a rant. Kentucky waterfall. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I had the Kentucky waterfall, the mullet. Why do you think we have mullet now, guys?
Are you not listening? Hey, Stevie Sunshine, it is Rosenblum and Grody. I do have a bit of breaking news. Cubs have issued a statement via SVP of Communications Julian Green on Jesus Camargo, and this is, I'm just reading off of Russell Dorsey of the Sun-Times off his Twitter, and this is what Julian Green says, quote, "We are aware of the arrest of one of our minor league players. We are investigating this matter and cannot provide additional comment until we have further details." He was found with a lot of drugs, folks.
All right. Thank you. And also, we were wrong. It's why we suck. It was Mike Gundy, not Mike Leach. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Oof.
So now we know that. But thank goodness for that. All right. I want to thank Julio Rosseo for putting together this marvelous production. Chris Emma, The Score, joined us. Rick Camp of The Score joined us. And the I'm Fat podcast, March Fatness, is on. Mark Rohde was here. I was here. Lee Elia was here. And we're getting rough prices of the cost of a pound of crystal meth. We hope it all works out. If no one important listened to the show, we'll be back next week on The Score.
I had the Kentucky waterfall, the mullet, everything. Why do you think we have mullet nut, guys?
It wouldn't have been possible if we weren't here to be told how much we suck. So kudos to you guys for sucking as bad as we do.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
It.
Listen to Layla Rahimi on the Bernstein and Rahimi Show, middays 9 to noon.
They are overpaying for their own convenience without any outside factors adjusting the thought process. Whether that be Dalton's performance from last year, which I will argue again, is a very good indication of what you're getting as far as his decision-making process. It's this overpaying for their impatience.
Layla tells it like it is with Dan Bernstein, middays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.